We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Today, Bill Michaels Show is on the air, and well, it's a Friday. It's a Friday. You got through the week. We're a week closer to Super Bowl. You've got Bucks basketball in Paris. You've got you're a little bit closer to not only college hoops, but obviously pitchers and catchers reporting. There's a lot of good things going on. So wake up today, enjoy yourself, and get ready for the weekend. We are going to be leaving late tonight, early tomorrow morning, provided the weather cooperates, but we're heading down to Super Bowl. Going to be down at Super Bowl 54, as you well know. So looking forward to that, and hopefully all next week. Really, to be honest, is starting late tonight, early tomorrow morning, social media is going to light up. So if you want to follow us and follow me specifically or whatever, make sure you do it. On Twitter, @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels. But a lot of the videos and the takes that we have will take place on Instagram. They will take place on YouTube, and they will take place on the Facebook fan page. So like us over there on those platforms. On Facebook, it's The Bill Michaels Show, okay? There's two of me, all right? There's one that has a blue check mark and one that does not. The one that does not, it's my kind of my, like my, it started out as my personal page, and it's just loaded up, and I can't take more friends and that kind of thing. But the public one with the blue check mark, go there and just like it, and then anything we do will pop up. Don't forget about the radio.com app. Anytime we have something hot coming up on the program or interviews or whatever, Radio Joe hits it, bam, right there on your phone. It lets you know, or your mobile device, lets you know that we got something good coming up, and you'll be able to get a listen to that all next week as we're going to have the biggest, the brightest stars and celebs and A-listers and B-listers and everything else. So we're going to do a lot of social media, a lot of great interviews. It's going to be a lot of fun heading down to Miami for Super Bowl 54. So later today, we are going to hear Brian Gutekunst. He is going to be addressing the media, the general manager of your Green Bay Packers. And we're going to hear from him in its entirety. Then after that, we are then going to discuss what it is he had to say. And I want to get your take on this, because this is it's kind of his parting shot for the season. It's the not in, by parting shot, I'm just simply saying his take. But it's his parting, you know, thank you for coming. Here's what here's what went wrong in the season. Here's what went right in the season. Here's where our ship is going to be pointed towards. So, and then he's probably going to, you know, drop a few things in which we feel their salvos over the bow, so to speak, and then we will continue to move on. But I want to get your reaction to that. So 1 hour from now, Brian Gutekunst, the general manager of your Green Bay Packers, he is going to take to the air, and you're going to hear it in its entirety. And then we're going to react to that as well. We got a good one coming up today. Kane Pittman with the Locked On Bucks podcast, the pick and roll. We're going to hear from him, talk a little Bucks basketball, Bucks over in Paris, as I had mentioned. Giannis, by the way, speaking of that, the All-Star starter, and it's going to be Team Giannis, so I'm looking forward to that. Also, Eric Brancheck of the Green Bay Press Gazette makes his appearance on the program today. We'll talk more about the Green Bay Packers and get his reaction to Brian Gutekunst. Same thing with Mike Clemens. And Mike and I are going to chit-chat for the last hour of the program, and we are going to then discuss our plans and our thoughts as we get ready to head down to Miami. And we're really excited because we hope that we can bring you just a little bit of the flavor as to what it's going to be like down there this year. Everything from the halftime show with J-Lo and Shakira all the way up to some of the things that we're going to be doing, whether it's on Radio Row or down there just in Miami and covering Super Bowl. We're going to be out at Hard Rock Stadium, going to be over at Marlins Stadium. Opening night, by the way, is at Marlins Stadium, so I'm looking forward to that. So we got a lot coming up, a lot coming up. Does Brian Gutekunst, now think about this, okay? the job that Brian Gutekunst has done. Does Brian Gutekunst make Ted Thompson look better or worse as a general manager after his first couple of years? Think about that statement now, okay? So Gutekunst is coming up here in about a little bit less than an hour. But does he make Ted Thompson look better or worse? Now, you can talk about player personnel moves. You can talk about personality. You can talk about the availability. There's many different areas that you can delve into when it comes to Brian Gutekunst. But you tell me, because the reason we ask the question is this. One, it's obviously topical because Gutekunst is going to be talking today. But when the Packers lost, there are some fans, and I've always called it like emotional Mondays, that want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Get rid of everybody. They haven't done a damn thing for this team. Then there's a group of fans that say, relax, status quo, keep the ship moving forward in the right direction. Others will say, well, somebody's got to lose their job. They didn't win a Super Bowl. So you're not quite over the fence of crazy, and you're not quite over the fence of stability and calm and just relax. So in the grand scheme of things, as they say, you tell me, does Brian Gutekunst make Ted Thompson look better or worse? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Radio Joe Zanzola across the way. We have got our buddy Evan Heffelfinger in here as well. And we want to hear from you. Give us a shout. You can hit us up on Twitter at @Bill_Michaels. Facebook fan page, as I had mentioned. You can hit us up over on the website and get all the links right there. That is simply BillMichaelsSports.com. Thanks for listening to us on the Radio.com Sports app as well. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over there at Quick Trip. Stopped in there this morning, said hi to Mark and Steve that were both sitting there with a cup of Karuba coffee in their hands. They were picking up some of the Dunkers. The Dunkers are on special today, and for the next 5 days they are. So stop in to Annie. Quick Trip. Use your Quick Rewards card. Get some Dunkers, and you're good to go. That is from our friends over there at Quick Trip. 855-830-8648. Now, here's my take on Brian Gutekunst. Okay? First of all, I think for those that want to make a judgment, like right here, right now, I think it's a little premature. I just do. I think it's a little premature to say whether he's better or worse. However, I will say if I want to start checking boxes, and I think you need to go through a checklist. Okay? You need to check the boxes. So you go back and you say, accessibility. Well, he has certainly been more accessible than Ted. We have seen from him the willingness to talk, even though, like during the press conference when they were hiring the new head coach, hiring Matt LaFleur, that he was there behind Mark Murphy, so to speak. Mark was making the announcement. I thought that was more strategic than anything. One, it's Mark Murphy putting his stamp on the team. Two, it's also Mark Murphy protecting Brian Gutekunst, saying, hey, this is more on me. So if it works, great. He can give Goody all the praise and all the love he needs. But if it fails, then it's like, look, it's on me. It's on me. We got this. Don't worry about it. It's on me. Okay? So Gutekunst, in the last couple of years, has picked up a quality corner in Jair Alexander. It was a shame that Cole Madison went down and has had the had to go away from the game for a year because there was some real promise for him coming in to the 2018 season. But he has come back. He looked good. People really, you know, kind of welcomed him with open arms into the facility. So we'll see if he actually puts some pressure on the offensive line itself as a guard, and if he's either going to be some really quality depth or if he's going to be somebody that cracks that code and actually becomes a starter. J.K. Scott. He went through a four-game stretch this year where it wasn't so good. Last year, once they got to colder weather, he wasn't so good. He has been good overall. So I'm not big on taking punters in drafts, but, you know, J.K. Scott has certainly been able to flip the field. So, but as a fifth-round draft choice, I would say, you got to be better. Marquez Valdes-Scantling has certainly, this season specifically, did not live up to the billing. As a fifth-round draft choice, as a speedy wide receiver, as a guy that's got 4-3 speed, either has to get better or you have to fit, because I don't think you're just going to cut him loose, but you got to figure out what you're going to do with him. He has to do something in the offseason that's going to put himself on the same page with Aaron Rodgers and get it right. Equanimeous St. Brown did not play this year due to injury. So hopefully, and I thought he would really be the guy that would be kind of like a poor man's Donald Driver. He could go across the middle. He could make some plays, move the sticks. So I was kind of hoping for him to really really come forward and be something. Oren Burks, Jamal Moore not even with the team anymore. Oren Burks with the torn pectoral, he really was ineffective. He was just starting to look good in training camp when he ended up getting injured. He has just not been effective. And for a third-round draft choice, that is a disappointment, a huge disappointment. So hopefully he gets healthy and he can do something to contribute to the middle linebacking core of this team. Okay? Everything else, James Looney, Bradley, Donerson, they haven't been much of anything. Okay? Hunter Bradley's he's your long snapper. You know, there's on one hand, you can say there's no impact. On the other hand, because there hasn't been any screw-ups, you can say Hunter Bradley's been actually good. So, you know, go with the flow there. He's been an inexpensive prospect for this team that has made the sequence of snapper to punter, snapper to holder to kicker good. So, okay, but I'm still not big on taking one in the draft. Rashawn Gary. He's there. He's a football player. Darnell Savage, I like. Elgton Jenkins, he hit on. That guy's a mauler, man. I really like Elgton Jenkins. I really do. If you haven't watched him play specifically and focused on him, you're missing something. Jace Sternberger has all the talent. I just don't know if his blocking ability is going to be there, but he has got some things to work on this upcoming offseason, and I hope he comes back and really takes that jump as a tight end going into next season because they could use him big time. Kingsley Kiki, Kadar Holman, Dexter Williams. I like Ty Summers as a middle linebacker, ton of speed. You know, pick 226th overall as a seventh-round draft choice. If he can come on and make a name for himself, that would be a huge pick and really solidify that draft, that 2019 draft. But now we got to wait and see. So going over the draft picks, there's been some hits, some misses, but you wait. You wait for it to start to age. Next year, things really begin to age. And then you have to obviously wait and see what he does this year in the draft, if he's going to be able to fortify some of the weaponry that Aaron Rodgers needs and obviously some of the depth that they need defensively speaking. But does Brian Gutekunst make Ted Thompson look better or worse as a general manager? 855-830-8648. This is the Bill Michael Show. We'll be back after this.
Border to border, the Bill Michael Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program. Hey, my girl, Gina Della from Pella. She wants to remind you that there is never a bad time to upgrade your home with replacement windows. I'll tell you that right now. This time last year, we were dealing with a polar vortex, and it was awful. It was awful. Outside. Inside, it was toasty. It was toasty. Not bad, because we ended up getting the replacement sliding door and windows from our friends at Pella Windows and Doors. And one of the things about my house that you have to understand, when I moved in, everything had been replaced but these two sliding patio doors and a window downstairs. And the patio doors were the ones with the sticks in them, you know, where the lock didn't work. So you had to put a stick really tight in there to hold the door shut. It just wasn't secure. These Pella windows and sliding doors had it put in. Not only did they match up the wood interior, and we went with this unbelievable wood and vinyl combination, which is just, it's beautiful, and it's perfect. I mean, you can move it with one finger. It's so nice. But it's also got a toe tap, and that toe tap sends about a 2-inch pin, steel pin, into the foundation, and you're not moving that door. That is as secure can get, short of driving a truck through it. It's just awesome. They came out and measured it twice, as a matter of fact. They manufacture the thing. It's ready to go in a couple of weeks after they come out for the initial consultation, and you go, yep, let's do this. They install it. They service it. They back it with a warranty. I mean, it's awesome. Completely awesome. One source for everything. There is 9 styles of Pella windows to fit your particular lifestyle and taste. Vinyl, fiberglass, wood, combinations, whatever it happens to be, plus you get to pick all the hardware and everything for it. It's awesome. Awesome. And there is no time like the present. Start saving some money right now. You know why? Because you can get your choice. 10 years, 2.99% APR financing, or no interest financing for 18 months to approve credit. How about that? They do it all. Make window replacement, or if you're building a new home, put them in your new home, because you can't go wrong. Those things will last years and years and years. And it ups the value of your home. So make it all a part of your 2020 vision right there at Pella Windows and Doors. Go to PellaWI.com. That is PellaWI.com. gina.com. See our girl Gina Delapimpella, because she's just fantastic. Great people to work with, and my God, you end up with a friend for life. She's just great. Just great people. That's our friends from Pella Windows and Doors. So, want to know if you believe that Brian Gutekunst is better or worse than Ted, or just the same, or maybe it's just too early to tell. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Wendy's email inbox, and our friends from over there, CT and Dennis and a couple other people kind of chimed in. By the way, fresh, never frozen on the Wendy's email inbox, saying that he is better than Ted Thompson because he actually speaks. He tells us what he's thinking and what's going through his mind. He doesn't give away all the secrets, but he is a good guy. It seems like he's on the right path. And I hope he just does the work and is able to upgrade this team via the draft. This one is from Robert. Robert says, hey, guys, love listening to the program. I think he is better than Ted. Ted seemed to be asleep at the wheel the last couple of years and really set this franchise back. Now it's Goody's job to right the ship, but can he do it in just 2 years? Kathy says, I think that Ted didn't do a great job his last year. Doesn't that usually set a franchise back 3 to 4 seasons? I hope that Gutekunst can get better draft choices and make this team better faster. That seems to be, okay, Chris says, Josh Jackson, Jamon Moore, MVS, Cole Madison, Rashawn Gary, LOL. What does it mean, Chris? Okay, does it mean obviously you think that they're busts? What you didn't mention in there was some of the guys that have played well. Darnell Savage, you can talk about his play, and he's only a rookie. You know, you can talk about Elkton Jenkins, who was just a mauler this year. The sarcasm of LOL makes you look like an ass. Just thought I'd throw it out there, Chris. It really does. Brian says, don't know yet, but Goody's 2018 draft looked awful Ted-like. Horrible overall. Goody brought in Graham for too much money and thought Kaiser was a viable backup quarterback. I did like his hire of Ravens scout Milt Hendrickson. I think that's going to help. Again, he has not been stellar in the draft in his first two drafts. There are some good. What you're looking for out of each draft, and I've said this before, you want a Pro Bowler out of each draft. You need at least one out of each draft. That's what you have to have. If you're going to refortify a team quickly and not have to do it consistently through free agency, you got to hit on at least one guy, and two other guys have to really fill the bill, have to become almost instant starters to fill some of your holes. Otherwise, you are sub 500. Let's see here. Green Square says, spending money in free agency and not winning anything, does that make it okay? I think from where they were at 6-9-1 to where they were at 13-3, 14-3, and then 14-4 going to an NFC Championship game, I think that is proof that they can do some things without going after. Because remember, I wanted them to get Khalil Mack. I thought he missed on Khalil Mack. And it turns out he did the right thing. And so I have to kind of step back and go, okay, I get it. For one season, you had to suffer through without, and you had to watch things crumble, and then you started to build it back up. Now you wait and see. You know, wait and see what else he's able to kind of, you know, finagle with Russ Ball. You know what I mean? Quadruple OG Larry says, a gang of Ted's guys contributed to this team last year, or contributed to this team this year. Such as, I mean, Ted didn't do all bad, but what they started to do when Gutekunst got in here was start to cut the dead wood. But you look at, I mean, at the guys that are on this team now, that are on this roster now, are Ted guys. Okay, you can't get away from that. Ted still had guys. I mean, Ted drafted Brian Bulaga. Ted drafted, you know, David Bakhtiari. He drafted Corey Linsley. He drafted Aaron Rodgers, for that matter. Drafted Aaron Jones, you know? You start to look at that player personnel. You drafted Kenny Clark. Kenny Clark's a Pro Bowler. Should have been voted in first time, but he wasn't. But he had a hell of a season, you know? Like I said, Blake Martinez has been solid, not been over the top great, not been terrible. Just there's certain things that we know there is a flaw there. The speed over the middle, the ability to cover, things like that, that has been something that's been missing. But when you go back to, and you look at 2015, Demarius Randle, Quentin Rollins, Ty Montgomery, Jake Ryan, Brett Hundley, Aaron Ripkowski, Christian Ringo, Kennard Backman, nobody is here. Nobody. You know, Ted drafted Devontae Adams, you know, but go back to that draft. Corey Linsley was the only other guy out of that draft that is still here. 2014, 2015, it's been, even 2016 for that matter, not huge when it comes to impact players for this team. And that 3-year span really hurt this team. It really hurt the team. So now you just got to wait and see what you know, kind of percolates, so to speak. How much better does Jaire Alexander get? How much better, if at all, does Oren Burks get? Really, if Oren Burks next year has a comeback season after the injury, he will make that, and you can get something out of Marquez Valdes-Scantling or Equanimeous St. Brown, that will make that draft seem a lot better. Because I really, from everything you hear, now I didn't get a chance to see it every day, but everything you heard, Cole Madison can be the real deal. Okay, he ended up getting hurt. But they obviously brought in Billy Turner, and then you have Elgton Jenkins, who just turned out to be terrific. So Cole Madison as a guard was not going to bust into that system. So he had, especially after taking a year off, so he had to kind of reacclimate himself. But if he comes in and really fills the bill and gives you additional depth, Oren Burks gives you something, Jaire gets a little bit better because I think he's already solid, and Marquez Valdes-Scantling gets better, then, or even Equanimeous St. Brown for that matter, then that 2018 draft looks vastly different. But next year is going to be the telltale sign as whether or not that's a solid draft or a failure of a draft. Rashawn Gary, everything hinges on him as the 12th pick overall last year. If he turns out to be anything after sitting behind Za'Darius and Preston Smith this past season, then you look at that, Darnell Savage, Elgton Jenkins, then you go, wow. If Jay Sternberger gives you anything, your first four picks are contributors. That's all you need. Then that draft becomes solid. You see what I'm saying? So you're waiting to see what that outcome will be for Brian Gutekunst. 855-830-8648 if you want to chime in, do so. Going to change gears just a little bit. We're going to talk a little Bucks basketball when we come back. Kane Pittman going to be joining us. We'll talk with him as the Bucks are over in Paris, France, and they're getting ready to play one. Believe it or not, they're taking Giannis international, and it makes sense for so many different reasons. But Giannis is the face of the Bucks, and now Bucks are becoming more than worldwide because Giannis, obviously from Greece, he's an international player. He's an international star. And he brings a lot of swag. So the Bucks are going to get a little international exposure today. Going to go take a quick break. Stay tuned. We got more of the Bill Michael Show next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Let the good times roll. And I want these words to make things right. But it's the wrongs that make the words come to life. But who does he think he is? If that's the worst you got, better put your fingers.
Welcome back to the program, The Bill Michaels Show. We are on the air. We are glad you are with us today, as we always are. Good Friday to you. We are talking a lot of football. You got the big game, got Super Bowl 54 on the horizon. You've got Gutekunst is going to talk a little bit later on today, in less than an hour from now. We're going to cover that for you. But one thing we cannot ignore is the fact that the Milwaukee Bucks are, God, somebody called them boring the other day. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? Oh, my goodness. This is an exciting team. They're fun to watch. They're on the road. And the Milwaukee Bucks are about to light it up against Charlotte this afternoon in Paris, France. To talk more about it, Kane Pittman, our good buddy from Locked On Bucks podcast, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Kane, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. It's been a while. We haven't spoke for a while.
It has been a while. We got to get you on more often. So how in the world can anybody call this team boring?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I tell you what it is. It is this sort of, I guess, era of social media where people want controversy and they want teammates fighting and they want locker room issues, and the Bucks don't have that. And all they do is go out every day and dominate teams. And to me, I'm not bored. As you said, I enjoy watching this team play a really team brand of basketball. They play for each other, they enjoy each other, being around each other. And to me, that's not boring.
So the other day, we heard Brian Windhorst say that he does not guarantee Giannis staying in Milwaukee at all. And I have been walking through the town, calming the masses, almost like Paul Revere riding through the countryside yelling, "The British are coming." I'm yelling, "Please be calm and relax." I don't have one iota of worry that Giannis is not going to remain a Milwaukee Buck. They have done everything he's wanted them to do. They have given him kind of free rein. I know at the end of the season last year he said, "Keep the band together and I'll win you a championship." I mean, unless it's a massive collapse or unless there's some kind of massive controversy inside that locker room or with the coaching staff, I believe Giannis is going to keep his word. He loves his family here. I think he's staying. Give me your thoughts on this.
No, I agree. I mean, at this point, if you're a Bucks fan, I don't think that you're losing too much sleep over this. Obviously, this is a franchise-changing decision that's probably going to come this summer when he has a chance to sign the Supermax. But you're right. The Bucks have done everything to keep him happy. They've done everything that he would want. And the other thing that I think is underrated that people forget, I mean, when you go back to even the roster moves they made last season with Malcolm Brogdon, like, I don't think that this team or these owners are doing anything that Giannis isn't okay with, because they understand as long as you have this guy, you're going to be contending for an NBA championship. So I think that the roster that they've brought back certainly would have got the tick of approval from Giannis. He wanted these guys back. He knows that the roster that they've built complements his play as well as any team would in the league right now, honestly, as a bunch of unselfish guys. And even you think to Chris Middleton, the number two on this team, how unselfish he is in terms of he could play a bigger role somewhere else. Obviously, now he's got paid, but he likes playing next to Giannis. They've been together for a long time. I think that, yeah, as you sort of pointed to, unless something, an absolute disaster happens in the playoffs, I think that the Bucks are in a really, really good position to keep him long term.
Biggest question going into the postseason will be, can Bledsoe keep up this kind of play going through a full postseason and hopefully into the finals? And I know a lot of people want to hedge their bets by just trading. Get rid of them, trade them, try to find somebody better. I say be cautious because this group loves each other right now. You don't want to mess with the chemistry of the team, and they're winning and they're dominating. So do you make a move, in your opinion?
I mean, the Bucks could make a move, and we know that John Horst is a guy that is working the phones. I mean, this is a guy that's got a history of making trades, even last season with the George Hill trade early in the year and then the Mirotić one at the deadline. I wouldn't put it past the Bucks making a move, but I don't think it's going to be a core player, as in their top three or four, or a starter anyway. So I don't think Bledsoe is going to go anywhere, and I don't think you want to mess with that. You sort of pointed to the chemistry in the locker room, but they're on 70-win pace with this guy. I know that there's a history there that you're going to be sort of anxious about once it gets to the postseason. He hasn't quite lived up to the play that he's put forward in the regular season. But I still think that it's a recipe for disaster if you're trading away one of the key players at this point in the season and crossing your fingers and hoping that you haven't messed anything up. I think the risk is too great to trade a guy like Eric Bledsoe. But they've got a couple of interesting pieces that they could move. Younger guys. They've also got the first-round pick that they picked up in the sign-and-trade for Malcolm Brogdon that could be used as a trade chip. So I think that they'll be working the court, but I don't think it's going to be a major move.
So let me ask you this. Who has been, because we talk so much about Giannis, and Giannis has had another MVP season thus far, but Bledsoe's played well, Middleton has certainly played well and stepped up his game. But it seems like every night there's another guy, whether it's DiVincenzo hitting a big three and changing momentum, or you get a guy like Brook Lopez or Robin Lopez getting a big rebound or a big block or playing some defense in him. Who has been one of the more impressive figures that is not named Giannis or a starter on this team?
Well, I think that DiVincenzo, first of all, I like what he's brought to the table this year. I didn't know what to expect coming into the season. He was a guy that only played 27 games in his rookie season because of injury. So you had the question mark over health. But the thing I love about him is that he doesn't actually need to score to impact the game. What he's doing defensively with the deflections, with the steals, contributing to winning basketball for this Bucks team, even if he's not hitting his shots. And now lately, in the last sort of week or so here, we've seen the three-point shot come along. He looks like his confidence is building. So DiVincenzo, I did not expect, was going to play such a key role for this team. I think he brings a little bit of X factor. And the other guy I have to mention is Brook Lopez. I know the three-point shots aren't going down, but this guy could genuinely be the NBA Defensive Player of the Year. I think that would be difficult because he's playing in the same team as Giannis, but what he's doing in terms of rim protection, blocking shots, and really just anchoring the defense is, it's heavily underrated for mine.
Talking with Kane Pittman from the Locked On Bucks podcast, I wanted to ask you, is there a legitimate threat in the East right now to the Bucks in the top spot heading into the finals, in your opinion?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, maybe Philadelphia because of Joel Embiid. He's such a unique defender and what a really one of the only guys that can stand in front of Giannis and actually defend him when he's coming downhill. I don't see any other matchup in the East or a team that has that. The Raptors are playing great. They've been able to withstand a bunch of injuries, but I still just look at that lineup and I say, okay, well, this is mostly the same team as last year, except you don't have Kawhi. And to me, that's the fear factor gone from the Raptors. And the Celtics are just too small. We saw last week that Giannis is able to overwhelm them. In fact, he did that in the second round last year when they had Al Horford. Now they don't have Horford. I don't think that they could match it with the Bucks for a seven-game series. So for mine, the Sixers potentially, but still, we talk about locker room issues. I'm not sure whether those guys like each other now. They seem to be playing well without Embiid. I don't know what to make of them.
How are the Toronto Raptors getting it done?
It's a good question. Nick Nurse is an incredible coach. I mean, he is unbelievable. He's one of the only coaches in the league that is willing to try absolutely anything to win. We've seen him play a bunch of zone. We've seen him go to the box end one. He tries all sorts of crazy things to try and help. And I think the whole locker room is bought in. You talk about the Bucks liking each other. The Raptors locker room is incredibly tight. And winning that championship last year has brought them together. And they've got a bunch of guys improved. Siakam, certainly at the start of the season, was playing at an MVP level. He's dropped off a little bit and he was hurt. But that Buck killer, Fred VanVleet, as well, is having an incredible year. And he's going to earn a lot of money this summer when he's a free agent. So, again, I think that they're lacking that absolute superstar in the playoffs. But, that is a team that's playing together. And that's why they keep winning, because they've had a lot of injuries that they should not have been able to withstand.
Same thing with the Miami Heat. I you know, at first it was when they hired Spoelstra. He was like the little kid that just happened to come along for the ride. I thought what he's done in maturity as a coach, whether he's taken it all from Pat Riley and Pat's given him great advice and he's kind of implemented that, that has been fantastic. And he's been able to contain the craziness of Jimmy Butler, so to speak. And the Miami Heat are coming on too.
Yeah, the Heat have been great. And I think that the one thing that I look at when I look at that team in terms of what they could do in the postseason, I think the reason I pause when I look at them is because they're relying on contributions from rookies, from young guys,
right.
And Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson, Kendrick Nunn. So they've got a bunch of young guys that I think by postseason, by playoffs, maybe they're going to wear out a little bit. But you're right, Jimmy Butler seems to be fitting in. And it's funny because there's this narrative around Jimmy Butler that he needs to be the main man. And in Philadelphia, he wasn't. There's Ben Simmons there. There was Joel Embiid there. It didn't seem like they got along well. Now he's in Miami as the lead guy with a bunch of young guys. And he seems to be enjoying that. So the Heat, they're a dangerous team. And obviously, I mean, they beat the Bucks earlier in the season. But, they're relying on a lot of young guys. And I think that's where the question mark comes with them.
I do enjoy watching Western Conference basketball. The Lakers obviously are a show. Utah, a very quiet, gentle giant at this point. The Clippers are the Clippers. I tell you what, I'm enjoying watching the Rockets. Exactly what we all predicted would happen. You got two guys who want the basketball, one guy who hogs the basketball, another guy who's frustrated for not getting the basketball, and they continue to falter at only 27-16, and they're 8 games back. Now, they're still in the postseason, but they're 8 games back from the Lakers in the top spot. I'm enjoying watching Houston go down more than anything else.
Well, I mean, the Rockets are fun to watch lose, aren't they? Because you point
yep.
out you've got James Harden, who spent more time last season complaining about the MVP and wanting to win the MVP than winning. And Russell Westbrook is a guy that he's been on winning teams, but he hasn't been able to get to the next level. And they're tough to watch. I mean, those two guys, so ball dominant. But the West is tough, man. I still think it's going to be one of the LA teams that they get through. But it's just interesting the different paths they're going on, because the Lakers are going hell for leather. They're trying to win every game. The Clippers are not. Now there's some talk of potentially some locker room issues there with Kawhi and Paul George. So I don't know. I still think that it's going to be one of those LA teams, but they're on different paths at the moment.
Kane, let's do this more often, okay?
Look forward to it. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate
back.
It, pal. There you go. Kane Pittman, Locked On Bucks podcast. You can find him there also at Kane Pittman on Twitter. Kane, Kane Pittman on Twitter. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, go to schneiderjobs.com. Don't forget, you want to go to a Bucks game, you want to get there on a shuttle, you want to go enjoy yourself, our friends at Stenny's, they bring it to you. They've got the Bill Michaels garlic cheese bread, the best wings around, great food, great fun, Milwaukee's best sports bar and shuttles to all the games. Second and National in Walker's Point. You don't go there, you're nowhere. So say hi to our friends down at Stenny's. Also, don't forget, stop into our friends at Robert Hack Diamonds, Greenfield on the corner of 76th and Layton, Milwaukee, Port Washington, and Greentree Roads. Go to Robert Hack, H-A-A-C-K, Robert Hack Diamonds.com, where they're paying the most cash for your gold. That's our friends at Robert Hack Diamonds. We're going to talk a little bit about Giannis when we come back. Stay tuned. We got more after this.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We are glad you are here on this Friday, this kind of dreary Friday. We got all kinds of just blech. Temperatures are up and down, a little bit of rain, a little bit of mist. Then you got 3 to 5 coming, depending on what area of the state you are in or south of the border down in Illinois. I know Mike and I are flying out late, so we're kind of anticipating the possibility of a delay. Hope not, but nevertheless, we are going to be winging our way down to Miami and getting set up for Super Bowl 54. We're going to get into the convention center, the NFL experience, going to get over on Monday night to opening night for the NFL. We got all that coming up. So just, I keep telling you, go to the social media platforms and get ready to kind of, if you want to, I don't want to say live vicariously through what we do, but we'll bring you everything. You can kind of get a glimpse behind the scenes if you want. And if you're into that kind of thing, please follow us over there at @Bill_Michaels on Twitter. @Bill_Michaels. You can find Mike Clemens over there as well. I can give you that. At Radio Joe Sports. You can find us over on the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. And then everything's over on the website. Go to BillMichaelsSports.com. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Pizza Del Rey in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Joe did not make it over there, but they were waiting because they were hoping you'd get over there. I know the weather was kind of inclement. It was kind of crappy. But if you want to get in there this weekend, try the pizza buffet, unlimited trips to the salad bar. As Mike Clemens says, good pudding. Good pudding over there. And some of the best and friendliest people you ever want to run into. 911 North Hastings Way in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Speaking of great people, one of the people we've been, that's been with us a long time, Dwayne's Cover It All. The best canvas, upholstery, boat cover, furniture cover, gym workout equipment cover. I mean, you can go on and on. Whatever it is you need done, he can do. Follow them on Facebook and get a good look at what Dwayne does. Go to Dwayne, D-U-A-N-E-S, DwaynesCoverItAll.com. D-U-A-N-E-S, DwaynesCoverItAll.com, and see for yourself, because just damn good people. For lack of a better term, just damn good people. There you go. Giannis is the captain of the East. He's the captain of the East. And we knew that, right? There was nothing going to change there. That's all good. Are you looking forward to the NBA game, the NBA All-Star game, Joe? I mean, because you're kind of the NBA-aphile, and are you looking forward to the NBA All-Star game?
Yeah, anytime Giannis is playing, anytime a Buck is representing, that's the only time I watch it. I mean, otherwise I could give a rat's ass about it.
okay.
No, seriously, I mean, the NBA All-Star game is a joke, as we all know, but yep. When you have someone like Giannis...
I liked it when they chose teams a few years back.
Yeah, I like that too.
That was good.
I like that too, but... I mean, the game, it is what it is. There's no defense whatsoever. In fact, the only guy that actually plays defense and good defense is Giannis. But beyond that, no one does, and it's just a free-for-all, and it's just jacking up shots, and that's pretty much it. But when Giannis is there, and watch Giannis in action with all the stars, that you enjoy, that I will devote my 3 hours of my life to, because it is him. So... yeah, I'll be watching here coming up in the next few weeks that'll be here before you know it.
I'm looking forward to watching Giannis. I am. I did find it interesting because Giannis gets a lot of different advice, and people will say, hey, you know, you should come over here, you should come over here. I like the fact that Giannis was asked specifically about Zion Williamson and basically saying, you know, hey, don't rush it. Take your time. Have your patience. Work hard, you know, he said, and make sure you are healthy. And as hard as Giannis works, those are some words to live by. Now, I have always said, I have to admit, and those of you that follow the program know this, I have never thought that Zion Williamson is going to amount to a ton in the NBA for all the hype coming into the NBA, because he's a tweener. He's not a big man banging with guys like Giannis, and he's not a guard. He doesn't have the dribble-drive ability consistently like some of the better ball handlers do. Now, if he develops those better skills, then certainly his game can elevate. But I've just never – Zion was a manimal in college, but I don't know how his game is going to translate to the NBA. But Giannis gives him some advice, and now it was funny because when Giannis said that, everybody wrote about it. It's like when Giannis speaks, everybody listens. But everybody's waiting. Kane Pittman and I just talked about it. Everybody's waiting to hear what goes on this offseason. The Bucks have made it clear they're going to make him a supermax guy. They're giving him everything he wants. They're putting the right pieces around him. We hope that John Horst does some things to continually bolster this roster without, you know, kind of affecting the chemistry. And there's a lot of good things with Bucks basketball. And by the way, the Milwaukee Basketball Hour starts up next week. I'm not going to be here. Billy Schmidt is going to be doing it, filling in for me. But the Milwaukee Basketball Hour now takes place of our huddles and our Lodge Kohler kickoffs. So that's going to be floating around for weeks to come. So make sure you pay attention to that. But I when he mentioned DiVincenzo, I love what DiVincenzo brings to the table. I love the fact that he comes in, hits you a couple big threes, and then he gets his time and then he's out. I love that Bledsoe's played better, that Middleton's played better. I love watching George Hill be the wily veteran and get his time. I love watching the Lopez brothers play defense down low. There's a lot about this team that's fun to watch. You can pretty Giannis doesn't have to be on the floor every minute of every game for you not to enjoy Bucks basketball. Truthfully, it's really fun to watch. So we'll start setting our sights in that direction, probably after Super Bowl 54 more so. And then you know, the NFL is a 24/7, you know, 365 entity. We all know that, but you know, there's a lot coming up on the horizon. Speaking of that, Brian Gutekunst, general manager for your Green Bay Packers. He speaks. You'll hear it next on The Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.